It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. A two-year civil war in Yemen is at the root of a disastrous cholera epidemic that's said to be the worst in the world, according to international health authorities. There are now around 250,000 reported cases of cholera, with thousands of new cases being identified daily. More than 1,500 people have already died, many of them children. Michelle Geyer is the Emergency Health Director for the International Rescue Committee. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you very much, Todd.
How is cholera spread?
So cholera is a bacterial infection, and it's spread through people's feces, which infect basically drinking water. And so in very poor conditions where you've got lack of safe water and sanitation, you will tend to have this spread very, very quickly. The other issue is when people are malnourished, and as you know, 7 million people in Yemen right now are food insecure. What it does is that makes you very, very vulnerable to any form of disease, but it also makes that disease much more severe in you. So this is why we're getting so many deaths and so many cases, I believe. Between malnutrition and death is essentially disease. And as you said, many of these deaths have been in children. About 25% of the deaths have been in kids. And just you're weaker, you're vulnerable, you're going to die. The other issue is, you know, this outbreak started back in October. We really believe that, you know, a lot of the issues that are related to the conflict have caused it. We've had massive, massive disruption in infrastructure, destruction of water and sanitation infrastructure, destruction of hospitals. This is not the way that, you know, you can stop a disease from spreading. We are told that 14.5 million people are lacking safe water and sanitation in this country. Now, without that, how do you hope to get clean water, and how do you hope to stop this outbreak from spreading?
Michelle Geyer, you mentioned the fatal interaction between cholera and hunger, and behind all this, the conflict, the war in Yemen that's been ongoing. Talk a little bit more about the interaction between those three factors and how it may be making it difficult not only for people to avoid disease, but for aid to get to them.
Okay, so we've had a conflict for over 2 years now. The conflict's had a heavy, heavy toll on the country and its population. So first of all, in terms of destruction of infrastructure, so destroying water and sanitation infrastructure, that means you just can't provide clean water and sanitation facilities. And 14.5 million people in the country don't have access to safe drinking water or sanitation. When you destroy hospitals, or with active conflict, it's very hard to access healthcare. The other aspect of the conflict is that there have been massive fuel and food shortages. This means that you can't actually run generators to not only pump your water around or to even provide facilities at the hospitals. So the conflict has really, really dilapidated the country, really destroyed its infrastructure, public infrastructure, which means many people are at risk because they just don't have access to safe water and sanitation.
Michelle Geyer, the UN Humanitarian Commission called this a man-made catastrophe. You've made that case. Have the warring sides in Yemen, the Saudis, the Yemeni government, rebel factions, have any of them agreed to step back enough to allow aid organizations to get through to at least try to avoid instant deaths from cholera?
I mean, as an aid agency, we, you know, don't get into the politics of the different warring parties, and we really rely on the UN interlocutors to do their job. All we are asking for is for this poor population to be granted some peace once and for all. They've suffered so much. There was already poverty and insecurity in this country. It's only been made worse now that they're all malnourished, and now we have disease. We really just need people to stop this conflict once and for all.
Michelle Geyer with the International Rescue Committee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.